I met John a couple of times through Mom mostly, or I think when you had some carving at the hall. And then I also remember a little bit of you as a young person when I was a summertime resident on Main Island.
Marie's mom said a couple of times to me, you need to meet Marie. She's at UBC. She's taking the Indigenous Studies program. I was doing all the work that I'm doing with activism. And I sort of jokingly say this like, when I just fell in love with Marie. And we're getting to know each other. And now it's like really fumbling and getting to know each other. And it's a really good thing. And that's the commitment that we've made to get to know each other.
My name's Marie Weeks. I am a settler on unceded Coast Salish territory right now. Heritage is English, Irish, and French mostly.
John Aiken, I grew up on Maine, but I was born on Salt Spring. My background is Coast Salish, so Cowichan tribes, Komi Aiken Nation on my mom's side, and my dad's from Scotland. Then their family was here long enough to get more Coast Salish in Haida, and the rumor is on Hawaiian blood.
When we first met, just felt like an ease, and we were like interested in the same things. John was already doing, and something I've been interested in a long time, is finding ways of helping educate non-Indigenous people about like the places where we then really have some huge blind spots. John was doing similarly. He was working predominantly with his community is mostly non-Indigenous. We just started gathering some of the folks that John had already been meeting with and started practicing some of our ideas. Main Island has been such a significant place for me. As much as I feel like I belong here and love it, it's not my land to own. In the way that I've, you know, grown up to believe you own and belong. Our family came here and have lived here with the Indigenous people erased. And I want to change that.
Like, who was Captain Maine? And I think about like all the names that I'm surrounded by. It's all colonial names, and how that does impact somebody that's Indigenous, that's has a connection to this island for thousands of years. Main Island doesn't mean anything to me. The name doesn't mean anything to me. The erasure is painful, and that's what drives me to continue the work that I'm doing, is because it's not right. People need to know the truth. It's called Fumbling Towards Reconciliation for a reason. Marie and I are fumbling and finding ways and finding people that are happy to fumble with us. And the big thing with us is being comfortable with being uncomfortable and sort of putting that on and just saying, okay, this is okay. Let's work through this.
And I was raised with all kinds of racist patterns. Navigating our way through that, trying to be friends, that's the discomfort and some of the fumbling. Like, okay, no, I don't get to just run away because this is uncomfortable.
It's okay to fumble. It's okay to screw up. It's okay to make mistakes. All of that is okay. To bring it to a point of two people building a relationship is what needs to happen. My whole thing is one heart at a time. This is what needs to be done, and this is what we need to model and figure that out and fumble in front of people, and we've done that. And that's fine. And we're still here.
You know, the dominant narrative for the provincial and federal government is talking in terms of talking about their reconciliation. It's all about building relationships. And we're not ever going to be able to do that if people can't figure out how to get together, get close. One of the things I love with John and me being on Main Island, we love the same things, like the smells. We grew up as kids with, you know, we can just say a second, the smell of, and we just know what we're talking about, and of the plants mostly, and the ocean. I get to take that love and that belonging. I don't have to throw it away. Explore what you mean about belonging somewhere. You can't really belong somewhere if you're pretending the hundreds of years before it didn't exist.
We need to figure out ways to decolonize this, and how do we work together? Spread that out. Let's spread that out and screw up and figure out some way of at least putting it on the table. This is something that's part of what's going on in this community.